Yeah, true story. It was a number of years ago now, probably about 1970. I'd returned home from Australia from playing and messing around over there, and I'd met up with Carol, and we were living in a flat in Remuera. And we were given a beautiful dog, a pedigree collie, called Raja of Rondavale. And he was the most amazing dog, incredible nature, beautiful sable colour, with a massive white mane chest. And one time we went over to visit my parents in Arake, and Dad had mentioned that he wanted to get rid of a whole lot of rubbish from the backyard, grass clippings, etc. And so I said, well, yeah, we could just wrap them up and take them down the road, take them down the track, and dump them on the side of the track. Nobody'd even know and be in and out of there so quick. Be a major mission. So he said, yeah. So we waited till it was dark and we made our moves and went down, got down the track, Raja with us, halfway down the track, about 8:30 at night, pretty dark. And Raja disappeared. We carried on with the mission. Heard a bit of a scuffle, looked up, and then coming into my view was this massive white mane running through the long grass, big buffalo grass. And behind him, huge male goat that had broken off its chain, because Raja had been over there racking it up. And he's running toward us, and I see him coming. I look at Dad and say, Dad, let's get out of here, the goat. So the two of us take off. So we're running up the track toward the stairs, Raja in front of us, me and Dad, and then this major goat with his horns just about touching our butts. And he chased us all the way up the stairs, all the way up the street, and bailed us up on the front porch at Mum and Dad's house. And we were laughing our heads off, and this thing was up on its back legs, coming down to butt us. And I knocked on the front door. Mum answered the door. I said, let us in, let us in. And laughing, and Dad was in, Raja was in, I was in. We closed the door, and the goat just stood outside for a while. And my memories of that are Dad and I had never been so close. So there you go. That's the story.